ready, huh?
No, I just want to make sure I'm on time. Good morning.
Good morning.
Has the message to Nick changed or evolved at all since last week?
No. The message is still the same. Go be Nick. Feed off of last week, obviously. Different set of challenges, different team, different defense and all that. But just, don't have to force anything. Just let the offense work for you, and he'll be fine.
Doug, I asked this because Howie was just named Exec of the Year. What did it mean to you and the other coaches that he believed in the team enough to not just rebuild but to get guys who could help this season?
It's tremendous. It's tremendous. And, Howie has come a long way, obviously, through the last couple of years, and to be in this position to help this football team win and succeed on the football field is a credit to him and his staff. And, that's the thing that he and I, with the with the communication, the open communication of being on the same page with the types of players that we want to have in this building, and the types of good character people and good obviously good football players, number one. But it's just a credit to him and what he's done, and being able to find the guys that we've been able to coach and help us get in this position.
Bringing in those guys on 1-year deals, I think a lot of people outside the organization probably thought this might have been a building year. Did you guys kind of always think that you had a real shot to make a run this year?
I mean, you always go into it thinking you got a shot. Way back in April when you come together for the first day, I think you have you're optimistic about your chances, and you really don't know until you start practicing and playing games, and things have got to kind of go your way just a little bit. But the 1-year deal, I mean, that's fine. We're going to coach them up for this year. We're going to get the most out of them for this season. And for some of these guys, it has led to extensions and here beyond, the 1 year. So, it's just a credit to Howie and the guys for bringing those types of players to us.
I saw that the field was getting resodded. What were the conditions like last week on the field, and what's your understanding about, I don't know, if there's any potential pitfalls of resodding, at this point?
Yeah, the field actually has been in really good shape. Tony Leonard and the guys do a great job of maintaining that field over there, and with all the activities there, with the college games and different activities over on that field. And we've resodded a couple of times already, this year prior to the recent one. And field's in, it's in great shape. And for this time of the year, couldn't have a better track out there. We'll get a chance to practice on it today and see what it's all about. But again, hats off to Tony and his crew and keeping that field in top shape.
Doug, as you stand here today, what are your emotions? What are your expectations that you think you're going to have today, and then as well as when you step out on the field for the biggest game of your head coaching career?
Well, I mean, it's nothing really has to change. I mean, at the end of the day, it's football, and I got to make sure that my head's in the right spot. I'm blocking out the noise, just like I'm telling the players to block it out. And I'm focused on my job and helping this football team, try to win a football game. I try not to get caught up in the magnitude, of what this game really means. But at the same time, when you have time away and you can really reflect not only on the season, but where this team is and the things we've faced all year, it does kind of put it into perspective. And I'm excited about that, obviously. And emotions are going to run high. It's a great time of the year. It's a great opportunity for our players, for the organization. But at the end of the day, I got to make sure that I'm level-headed and focused on my job as well.
So you're the coach. I mean, kind of assuming maybe the first 10 minutes of the game, you just said emotions run high. Guys might be a little – I mean, factor that in, because I know that's the big – your first 15 plays that – these guys are going to be amped up and dialed up a little bit more.
I think about it for a little bit, and then it goes away. We coach and teach and do the things to kind of prepare us for these situations, and it's who can control the emotion. Early in the football game, both sides are both sets of players, the Vikings and the Eagles. The players are going to be jazzed up early in this football game, and rightfully so. And I'll just continue talking to our guys. And even when putting plays and openers together, I just got to, again, it goes back to the task at hand and putting our guys in position to be successful.
There's like 19 or 20 guys on the 53 who weren't here last year.
what are the challenges of acclimating so many new guys onto the roster, both football-wise and culture-wise?
Well, it is a little bit of a challenge. But you know what? You also embrace the leadership of the football team. You know, the veteran players who have been here, or at least have been with me a year, and they kind of understand, you know, my philosophy and the way I coach, and so they can kind of embrace the new players as well and bring them into the fold, and then it's just up to that player. I think it's just you know, how do they fit into the scheme, you know, offensively or defensively, and then, you know, again, being around the guys who were here can really help that and kind of shape their thinking and get them kind of on board and on the same page to what I've been preaching for the last 2 years.
Been around many teams as a player and as a coach. Where does this one rank as far as just everything it's overcome, you know, to be in this position?
Well, it's definitely right up at the top. You know, as far as the teams I've either played for or coached and been a part of, just from the standpoint of the amount of players we've lost, the amount of starters that we've lost this season, it really just that's why it makes it such a special team, you know, for the things we've overcome. Not many teams in our situation or who have been in this situation in the past, I think, have probably haven't lost as many starters, particularly even their quarterback, you know, someone who's been a big part of getting us to where we are today. So it definitely ranks up there as one of the top teams for me.
John, when you guys use tempo, does it force defenses to go vanilla, or have defenses kind of adjusted to that and they're still able to get to their blitzes?
I think defenses have really adjusted to it. They have calls just like offenses do, one-word calls where they can get to a pressure package, you know, if that's what the way they want to attack it or get to a coverage call. So they're getting used to it. You know, and it's just a matter of, and for us, we kind of use it more as a rhythm thing, try to get our offense settled down into a rhythm. But defensively, again, they're seeing it more and more, so they're used to it.
Doug, are you still using the nobody believed in us underdog type thing in your messaging this week, or now that you've arrived at this point, do you change it?
Well, I don't think, I probably haven't used it as much. You know, I just think that the leading up to the divisional round, you know, I think that's what the guys have been hearing a lot, and you know, we're sort of accustomed to it now, sort of used to it, I guess. But that's fine. You know, that's for the writers to make their opinions and their judgments on that. You know, I believe in the guys. I trust the guys. Have a lot of faith in the guys. The way we prepare and practice, so we try to block that noise out.
So, what is your messaging switch to then, if you're not using that as much?
Well, the messaging is just, you know, we got to focus on this game. We got to focus on the Vikings. We got to focus on our jobs and the schemes and the game plan and have good practices and win today, win Friday. You know, Wednesday and Thursday. You know, we've already, you know, put those 2 days, you know, to rest. So now it's about winning Friday and just kind of stacking the days and just keeping. Doing the same things that we've done that got us in this spot, and you know, that's all we've been talking about.
There's obviously a ton of pressure on kickers in the playoffs. You have a rookie one. What about Jake's personality lends itself to not letting the moment get too big?
You know, that's one thing with Jake you really appreciate is it doesn't really get so big for him. I mean, he handles all these situations. Now, inside, he might be, you know, he might be a ball of nerves, but on the outside, he's cool, calm, and collected. And you know, obviously some of the big kicks he's had this season already has really prepared him for if it comes down to that, he can make that kick, and we all have, you know, faith and trust that he'll do it. And, you know, I don't. You know, again, when you step away from it, you go, yeah, he's a rookie first year kicker, but again, he's been exposed to a lot of veteran kicks this year, and he's got a great future ahead of him.
From your first game against Cleveland last year to now, how are you different? Are you a different person from a coaching standpoint? A different coach?
I think so. I just think I'm wiser, smarter. You know, you learn from past experience. I think I'm a better. Situational manager in the games and you know, preparing the team and my messaging with the team. I just think you learn and grow, you know, every single day, every single week. But at the same time, as I grow, you know, I want to make sure that the guys are still seeing the same me every single day, and I'm still going to be the same person, through the highs and the lows.
Getting wiser, and you said better at certain things. Has that made you, walk around the complex differently, and just your status as a head coach here? I mean, I feel like even at the podium, you're a little bit more confident when you speak than last year. notice it in yourself.
I'm not one to boast and talk about myself. I mean, it's about the team, but I just think that through experience that you're going to learn, you're going to gain confidence. I mean, it's like Jake. I mean, making some of these big kicks, he's going to get confidence the next time he's out there. So, I don't walk around the building beating my chest or anything like that. I'm going to be me, and I've always tried to exude the confidence and come off as a positive, encouraging person to the team, and that's what I'll continue to do.
Very good at shutting down tight ends this year. What's been the key for them there?
They've been good about shutting down a lot of people and a lot of personnel. That's a good defense. I just think it starts with the rush, obviously, and then these two safeties are tremendous players. Harrison Smith, Sendejo. I mean, these guys are aggressive, physical guys, and even their linebackers. Barr, Kendrickson. They do a great job. They can run. They're fast flow, and it's hard when you can put pressure on your quarterback. With four, which is kind of our philosophy with four guys, it makes it a little challenging for guys to get open. And they do a tremendous job at coverage and sort of smothering the receivers.
Those couple extensions the guys signed in season, do you get some satisfaction out of the fact that people in their first year here weren't even willing to hit free agency, that they wanted to be a part of what you guys had here?
Yeah, I think it's, as you build a culture, which I feel like it starts with me, and you build this culture, and you try to build this this championship winning culture here in Philadelphia, and guys that are new to the team when they come in, veteran players, and they see that and they feel that, and then they're a part of that, it makes it probably, I would say, a little bit easier for them to stay and make the decision like, yeah, this is a place where I want to be, and I want to spend the next 3, 4, 5 years in Philadelphia. So as we continue to build this culture, I think we'll see more and more guys, wanting, even our own players, that we drafted, want to stay and continue their careers here in Philadelphia.
In speaking to us during the summer, you compared the talent on this team then to your Packers Super Bowl teams. It caught a lot of attention at the time. Looking back on that now, did you foresee this type of success, and is it surprising how it happened?
I don't have a crystal ball, obviously, and it's hard to predict. I mean, you'd love to sit here and go, yeah, in summer you're going to be 13-3 and win the NFC East. I mean, you'd love to be in that situation, or 16-0 or whatever it might be. But I did have a feeling back then when I made that statement that we could be, we had the potential to be a good football team. Because of the way we've practiced and the talent that we brought to the roster and the progression of Carson in his second year, and so I knew, and then defensively the front, the way they performed, and the back, I mean, I saw a lot of the same similarities, and so you just have that gut feeling when I made that statement, but I also followed that up by saying it takes great coaching, teaching, mentoring to also have our guys prepared each week to be in this position. And so all of that has kind of culminated, and I think you look back on it and you go, wow, maybe it was true, type thing. But, we just keep doing our jobs, keep doing what we've been coached to do, and players play what they can do and what's in their control. And, we're here today.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks.
I was saving that question.